Hi, my name's Wayne Sangster and I'm a product manager at Allied Telesis. Hey, we've got a bunch of great white papers over at AlliedTelesis.com and you're listening to the podcast of one of them. This one's called The Top 3 Network Management Challenges, or Balancing Acts in the Enterprise Network. Hey, here's an intro. Now, organizations rely heavily on their data networks, yet the network goes unnoticed most of the time. Networking infrastructure is an essential component of any business operation, but it's generally not really appreciated or understood by the majority of an organization's staff or management. While users are very aware of any network failures that occur, nobody wants to invest too much money into preventing these failures before they happen. In this way, network infrastructure can be likened to plumbing. Everybody notices when the water stops flowing or if a leak occurs, but almost nobody thinks about it at any other time. Certainly, very few would see any value in investing large amounts of time and money into maintenance and upgrades. This lack of investment puts pressure on a network, and network failures, in particular security failures, can be very damaging, expensive, and also difficult to fix. Allied Telesis have developed a network management framework designed specifically to solve the biggest problems that enterprise networks are facing today. The Allied Telesis Management Framework, or AMF, solution takes the unique approach of embedding the management framework into the network itself. By making the network more intelligent, AMF can simplify and even automate some of the most challenging and time-consuming tasks in network management. Now, organizations expect their networks to be reliable, secure, flexible, expandable, and cost-effective. This means that IT teams must perform a series of balancing acts. The three main challenges today are flexibility versus security, cost versus capability, and reliability versus growth. Let's take a look at each of these three in a bit more detail. So, number one, flexibility versus security. Network security has had to adapt increasingly quickly in order to keep up with the new ways that users and back-end systems work. Mobility and variety are currently on the increase at both sides of the enterprise network. At the outer edge, users are operating a growing range of handheld computing devices. At the inner edge, virtualized servers, new storage devices such as NAS and SAN, and data backup mechanisms are replacing what used to be a simple cluster of static servers. Both user needs and business needs are adding new requirements to the list of features that a network must now support. As well as this, new personal computing devices with modern operating systems and brand new capabilities are materializing at an exponential rate. Almost as quickly as new technology is invented, and even ones that previously seemed like fantasy, for example, making a video call wirelessly while walking around a building, is becoming a necessity. The era of static, desk-bound PCs running a prescribed OS and a prescribed set of applications has definitely passed. The enterprise network must now be more of an open platform. This flexibility in endpoint devices and applications brings security risks. Contemporary operating systems and data traffic allow the possibility of unique forms of viruses and cyber attacks. In the highly competitive mobile device market, software is rushed into production as quickly as possible, further increasing the risk of security flaws being introduced. The act of lifting restrictions on which devices can attach to the network also greatly increases the opportunities for rogue users to gain access. In the era of static-bound desk PCs, it was relatively straightforward to create lists of allowed devices and thereby deny connection to anything else. But now that network users and even network guests can connect their devices of their choice, the process of authentication is a lot more challenging. Flexibility at the inner edge is not quite as security threatening as at the outer edge. However, the mobility of virtual servers and of storage necessitates more advanced traffic filtering methods. Additionally, virtual servers and/or their data are increasingly being mirrored to off-site locations for disaster recovery. This introduces yet another piece to the network security puzzle. So flexibility versus security is certainly a network challenge today. Our second network challenge is cost versus capability. New applications drive requirements for new capabilities within the network infrastructure. For things like, number one, multimedia applications that require enhancements to network QoS and the introduction of multicasting protocols. Second, high performance applications, for example, high definition video, high-end CAD and graphics applications, require enhancements to network bandwidth. Number three, new endpoint devices such as wireless access points, VoIP phones, and surveillance cameras require the introduction of power over Ethernet and auto configuration protocols, for example, LLDPMED. Number four, migration to IPv6 requires the introduction of new protocols into the network. Number five, the amalgamation of new services into shared network infrastructure requires IP virtualization features, such as VRF Lite. And number six, the introduction of e-commerce and other uptime critical functions requires improved resiliency within the network infrastructure. The more these type of functions converge onto the network, the more capable the network must be. However, enhancing network capability does not come cheap, with associated costs such as, firstly, new hardware needs to be introduced to increase bandwidth and power over Ethernet capability. Number two, new software releases need to be rolled out onto existing hardware to provide the required new features. Number three, configurations on the existing infrastructure need to be updated to turn on new protocols. Number four, cabling needs to be altered to provide aggregated links or to upgrade to higher spec cable types. Number five, experts need to be hired to manage the more complex feature sets operating in the network. Now, within most industries, there's a drive to reduce the total cost of ownership of network infrastructure. So, IT staff must find ways to provide and maintain an increasingly capable network on a static or even a reducing budget. That was our second network management challenge, cost versus capability. And our third challenge, reliability versus growth. Networks are growing not just in complexity, but also in size. As more and more functions converge onto data networks, the number of devices attached to the network grows, and therefore the number of switching and routing nodes in the network must also grow. Organizations need to attach more and more of their operations onto the data network. Remote locations need connections into central sites. Even locations with no staff need network links for surveillance cameras and/or environmental monitoring and/or control or automated devices and numerous other functions. With growth comes more points of failure. More nodes to fail equals more links to fail. Now, as a rule, the more remote the location of a failure, the longer it takes to resolve. This is particularly problematic for remote sites that have a number of affected staff but no IT specialist on site. For global organizations, remote locations can be in other countries or even on other continents. Maintaining reliable operation of a globally distributed network that is supporting multiple important functions is indeed a challenging feat. So our third network challenge, reliability versus growth. Now, to answer those three network management challenges, how Allied Telesys Management Framework, or AMF, can help. As an international network equipment vendor, Allied Telesys have a direct knowledge of the challenges faced in a broad range of network environments. With almost three decades of experience in the industry, we've built up a wealth of insight into these main network challenges. This knowledge and insight have fed into a network management framework designed specifically to solve the biggest problems that enterprise networks are facing today. Called Allied Telesys Management Framework, or AMF, this solution takes the unique approach of embedding the management framework into the network itself. By making the network itself more intelligent, AMF is able to simplify and even automate some of the most challenging and time-consuming tasks in network management. So a bit about AMF then. Allied Telesys AMF is a set of management functions that are encoded within the software of the network nodes themselves. Common tasks are automated or made so simple that the everyday running of a network is achieved with considerably reduced overheads and less opportunity for error. The framework enables the network to be managed as a single unit by creating a cooperative management plane that unifies the operation of the individual network switches. Enabling plug-and-play networking and zero-touch management, AMF provides centralized management, auto-backup, auto-upgrade, auto-provisioning, and auto-recovery. So how does AMF solve the top three challenges of networks today? AMF takes on those top three challenges in operating enterprise networks in the following ways. Number one, with efficient configuration change management. Number two, with automated recovery of failed units. Number three, with automatic provisioning of new units. And number four, with automated software upgrade. Let's take a look at each of those four in a little bit more detail. So number one, efficient configuration change management. Now these network challenges all feature a need to implement configuration changes across your network. Responding to new security requirements or adding new capabilities invariably requires touching the configurations on multiple network nodes. Most often, the changes are required at the edge of a network, which is the largest set of nodes. Configuration changes need to be performed quickly, accurately, and consistently. Working quickly reduces outage windows and avoids operating in a compromised mode, where some of the network has been configured and some has not. Now, working accurately avoids making errors that result in ongoing problems that can take hours, days, or even weeks to track down and resolve. And applying the configuration consistently means that no holes are left in the network. Adding new security configuration to 95% of edge switches is not good enough when you need the security to be upgraded around the entire network edge. Now, AMF provides the following tools to ease network configuration management. The first tool is a unified command line. The network administrator can be logged into all or a designated subset of the nodes in the network simultaneously. Commands entered into this unified session are sent to all logged in units at the same time. Now this means, for example, that all edge switches in the network can be included into a designated subset, and then configuration commands can be sent to all those switches at the same time. This has multiple advantages. One, the process of altering multiple unit configuration is sped up. Two, the possibility of forgetting to configure some units is eliminated. And three, the possibility of entering the configuration inconsistently on different units is eliminated. So a unified command line is a great tool. Another tool is automated configuration backup. All network nodes backup their configuration automatically to a central device at a configurable time interval. No external servers need to be added to the network, and no special commands need to be set up to make this automated backup happen. The knowledge of how to perform the backup is embedded into the network switches by default, and they will simply just do it. So that was AMF providing efficient configuration change management. A second thing provided by AMF, number two, was automated recovery of failed units. If a switch in the network fails and needs to be replaced, AMF makes this task very simple. A replacement unit simply needs to be attached to the network, and AMF will take care of loading the right software version and configuration onto it. This is truly a plug-and-play swap-out. The replacement switch does not need any preparation prior to being connected to the network. This level of unit replacement automation shifts the balance between growth and reliability. Downtime in remote locations is reduced without the need to deploy more skilled IT staff. The task of plugging in replacement units can be carried out by people available at the remote site who do not need to be IT specialists. So AMF provides automated recovery of failed units. Now the third thing provided by AMF, number three, was automatic provisioning of new units. Just as the replacement of failed units is simplified by AMF, so also is the addition of new units into the network. When a new switch is connected to an AMF network, the management VLAN is automatically extended to this new unit. It is then immediately accessible for remote management from anywhere in the network. If the network has been expanded at a remote location, the new switches can simply be shipped directly to that location, taken out of the boxes, and attached to the network by whoever is available there. Distant locations can expand their network without need for visits by skilled operators. The cost of network growth is reduced without adding any risk. And the fourth thing provided by AMF, number four, was automated software upgrade. Deploying new software across the network in order to provide new functionality has typically been a time-consuming task and one that involves significant downtime and, of course, potential error. Now, AMF automates the process of upgrading software across a network. The new software images for the network nodes simply need to be collected together in a location, for example, on a server drive or a flash drive, that's accessible to the network. Then a single command is entered on the unified CLI and the software upgrade rolls out across the entire network. AMF manages the upgrade in a controlled fashion. Switches are upgraded one at a time, so reduces downtime. Each switch is rebooted after upgrade, and the success of the upgrade is tested. If problems occur, AMF will recover the network back to a stable state. This automation of software upgrade reduces the cost and risk of increasing network capability. So to wrap it up, from years of close involvement with our customers, Allied Telesys are well aware of the challenges in enterprise network management. We've created AMF as a framework that provides solutions for those problems and embeds these tools into the network itself. The Allied Telesys Management Framework provides practical solutions to the challenges that enterprise networks are facing right now. As well as that, AMF will continue to grow and evolve to change and improve the way that networks operate in the future. For more information, head on over to AlliedTelesys.com, where you can find this white paper if you'd like to have a read. And while you're there, check out some more of our great white papers and podcasts on powerful technologies that can benefit your business. Thanks for listening.